So I would like to introduce you to one of my friends, Hannah Ripping. Now, some of you might not know who she is. She was part of our family, part of Leeds Vineyard. And a couple of years ago, her and her husband felt a call to go to the city of Bradford. Very brave. They weren't sure they wanted to go. Not my words, theirs. But they listened to God. They stepped out. They moved there. And we released them from our church in December 2017 to start something brand new in Bradford. So come on up. We have two of the Rippings here. Yeah. Hi. Isn't she cute? So the Rippings have started something called Grow Baby. What on earth is that, Hannah?
A mess in my house. That's what it is. It's basically a referral service, families that may not have the things that they need for their little ones. And we have clothing up to the age of five and equipment, Moses baskets, car seats, cots, you name it, we've got it. Nappies, wipes, all of that stuff.
Excellent. But why? Why did you decide to do that?
We definitely didn't decide to do that. God thought it was a good idea. We knew that when we planted Bradford Vineyard, that Grow Baby was going to be part of that from day one. So, it's his idea, definitely not mine.
Okay, and so what does it look like? Like, what's your story so far? What can you tell us about what's been happening with it?
So, we had a little room on the outside of our house that we thought would be perfectly suitable for a good few years to see us through. And it's full of boxes with, you know, age-ordered clothing for children. Probably about February this year, following 6 months of craziness, a few people were in our dining room and they said, "You can't live like this any longer. This is absolutely ridiculous." The kids were rifling through bags of toys. We didn't have a dining room, basically. We also didn't have a basement or a porch or anything because it was just full of children's things. Ian came home one night and there were four double prams in our kitchen. So it's just been absolutely nuts. Now, I've been passing an old betting shop on our route to school for the last 3 years. And God told me ages ago that it was for us, but it's up for rent. We have no money at all. And so the people that were in our house said, "Look, why don't you approach them?" We talked to a friend of ours who's an estate agent, and he's like, to say, how should we, you know, what kind of language should we use to ask them? And he's like, you mustn't ask them. It would be rude. There is no way that they will give you this building. So I was like, okay, fair enough. He's like, talk to the council, see what they say. The council were not very helpful and had nothing to offer us. So I thought, well, it's not going to harm. So I plucked up the courage to ring the estate agent of this building. And I honestly expected him to say, "You're off your rocker. This is nuts. I'm not going to do anything of the sort by asking Coral to give you a building for free." And he said, "That's really interesting. It's amazing what you're doing. I'll certainly approach them." And I came off the phone and I thought, that's a bit random. Didn't hear anything for a few weeks over the Easter holidays. And I was speaking to Noni Farrelly, who senior pastor of Kingston Vineyard and started Grow Baby. And she's like, "That building is for you. I'm going to pray about it." And half an hour after that conversation, he rang me and said, "Yeah, they've said yes." And I was sat down, fortunately. I nearly fell off my chair. But it was that confirmation that God told me that building was ours all that time ago. So we walked in the building. I was with Anne Button at the time. And to sort of check out, we hadn't even been inside it. And it was a bit of a mess when we walked in. But, you know, I just felt God say, you'll have to remind me of the verse in the Bible. Someone will know it. The enemy comes to steal and destroy, but I come to bring life in all its fullness. I mean, that room had been a source of stealing and destroying lives. And, you know, we're there to provide families with the stuff that they need to live. That's the story of the building. It's completely nuts.
Amazing. Isn't it great what God does? And what can we do? What can people do to help?
Loads of things if you want to. We've decided to have an official opening. That's a week on Tuesday on the 12th. We have the mayor coming and local councillors. If you wanted to join us, be more than welcome. It's going to be a party. If you wanted to volunteer, we'd love that. Give stuff to us. We're always in baby gates. It's just nuts how many times I give out baby gates. If you want to come out with us on a Thursday night every other week, we drive around the whole of Bradford. If anyone's got a van, they can lend us for every other Thursday night. That'd be great. And we basically fill our car and we just drive around Bradford giving stuff out. You can give stuff to us, tell friends, tell people. If you know of anyone that needs anything, you know, that's on, you know, over in our neck of the woods, then please, you know, tell people about us. We're having a painting party on Wednesday night if you want to come and join in with that. I think the Pollard's House Group are being amazing and helping us with that. And pray for us. We are seeing the most deprived people in the country access us. They have some horrific life circumstances. And it's such an honour to bless those families. And for me, as a mum, to be able to give a child pyjamas is just an emotional, it's overwhelming. And I plucked up the courage the first time last Thursday to pray for a mum. And I was on my knees in a hallway with her little one on my knees. And I've never had that experience before. And it was such a privilege and an honour to pray God's blessing over her life. Under her circumstances are really, really bad. And she's like, I need God. I need God. So families, we all need God. We're all broken. We're all just families getting on with it. And I guess it's just being part of that and just honouring people. And some people go into debt to buy a pram. And if we can stop that happening, that's a pretty amazing. So pray for us as we head. Think of us as we head out every other Thursday night. And come and join in if you want. It's great fun. We're all just kind of mucking in together. So, yeah.
Excellent. Can we pray for you now quickly? So Father God, we want to thank you so much for Hannah and Ian's obedience and stepping out and going to Bradford and for what you are doing through them and through their faith. And we want to ask for more. We want to ask for abundance. We want to ask for more things than that building can actually even hold so they can bless many, many families. And it wouldn't just be physical equipment and clothes, but actually they will be sharing the gospel. They will be sharing your light and your love with them. And that will go way beyond any physical things that we can give them. So we ask for your blessing, we ask for your protection, and we just ask for more in this area. Amen. Excellent.